I'm Richard Rogers, and this is a Tuesday 10-minute meditation. So this is the week between Palm Sunday and Easter. It's Holy Week. And so my question for you today is, what does Holy Week mean to you? What is the spiritual significance for you in your life, if any, for Holy Week? For me, it really is the celebration of Jesus' final earthly ministry and an acknowledgement of the process of transformation. Jesus demonstrated the crucifixion and the resurrection. Many people believe that he died for our sins. I believe that he taught us how to live. I believe that he taught us how to die to the old ways and be resurrected into the body of light, into the fullness of God. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to let go of the limited. We're going to die to the old ways. We're going to consciously, intentionally let go and open the door to the infinite goodness of God that is God in us. So take a deep breath and let's go. I am the resurrecting Christ. That the same spirit, the same power that moved through Jesus Christ, the same activity of God that was fully demonstrated in Jesus Christ, moves through me now, fully, completely. I am the resurrected Christ. And as we embrace that resurrecting power of God, we begin to look at all the times and all the ways that we are asked to die to the old ways, to die to the limited, to die to the broken, to die to the wounded, to die to the limited, the less than, the ugly, the fearful, and resurrect into the next level of us, the next level of God, the next level of good. So today, where are you being asked to die to the old ways? Where is the past being taken away from you? Where is the limited being removed from your life? And sometimes it can be the scariest thing to let go. Sometimes it can be the scariest thing to give up that which we know for something greater, especially when we can't see that something greater, especially when it just looks like it's being ripped out of our lives from the roots. Today, I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to let go. See, there's really two ways to move into the crucifixion experience. One of the ways to do this is as a victim. And we feel like things are being taken from us, that it's poor me, poor pitiful little me, that life, that God is causing me to have to give up those situations. And the other way to do it is consciously, intentionally. As Jesus said, "Thy will be done." To hold nothing back from God, but to allow God to transform every aspect of your life. I am the resurrected Christ. I am alive. I am the resurrected Christ. And I willingly, totally let go. I give up everything. I let it all go. I hold nothing back from God. I give you all that I am and all that I hope to be. I give you my fears. I give you my greatest desires. I let go of it all, God. I hold nothing back. And I simply pray, Thy will be done. That I am the resurrected Christ. That the same power that moved through Jesus Christ moves through me now. That it's in my DNA. It's in my essence. It's in my core. That the same power that moved through Jesus Christ moves through me now. I am the resurrected Christ. I am. I am. I am. And with it I call forth the infinite power of God. I call forth that infinite power that's able to move mountains in my life. I call forth the power of God that's able to calm stormy seas. I call forth the power of God that's able to resurrect the dead and heal the sick and brokenhearted. I call forth the power of God. I am one with the infinite power of God. I am one with the infinite power of God. Take a deep breath and let the fullness of God express through you this day. I am powerful beyond measure. The full power of God expresses through me now. I am the resurrection. I am the living Spirit of God sent forth into the world. Whatever is going on in your life, whatever the need, whatever the situation, I died to the old ways, and I stand this day in the glory of God and claim the full power of God. Holy Spirit, roll through me like thunder and lightning to do your will through me, to manifest the highest level of good through me. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. That there is only one presence and one power. There is only one level, one good manifesting in my life. It's God. It's good. And it's only good. And today I turn over every situation, every need, every condition, and I call forth the infinite in greater and greater ways. I am one with the one. I am one with all that God is. I am. I am. I am. Feel that. Feel the Spirit within. Feel the God within. Know that the same Spirit that moved through Jesus Christ is moving through you now. There is only one Spirit. There's only one God. There's only one level of good manifesting through you completely right now. And that you are powerful beyond measure. You are powerful beyond measure. Go. Right here, right now. This holy week, this divine activity, we let go of the old. We release everything to God. We allow the old situations to be transformed right before our eyes. We hold nothing back but take the ride. Call forth the good. Live the dream. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your week to manifest all the good that God is, to stand in this holy week and call forth the infinite reservoir of God's good into your life. Jesus lived. He taught you how to live for this moment. And so it is. Amen. God bless you all. I see you just having a fabulous week of going deeper and deeper into the Spirit and manifesting more and more the power of God in your life. So God bless you, friend. Have a fabulous week. And I look forward to being with you next week.